Hi, this is Jim Armstrong, founder of Jim Armstrong Marketing Systems and the Inner Circle Club, and today we are doing the Joint Ventures module, and there's a lot to it, and it's something that I have done for years to create additional profits, not only additional profits, but an ongoing stream of income, and that's what joint ventures make possible. So let's go ahead and dig right in. First of all, let's talk about building oil wells. Now, in the rapid launch program, we talk a lot about building oil wells versus going out and acquiring cans of oil. And that's what essentially a joint venture allows you to do. You do the work of building the oil well once, and then it continues to produce oil year after year after year. It takes a little bit longer to set up an oil well versus getting a can of oil, so the initial setup's a little more work, but the dividends are much, much more powerful than just simply going out and acquiring oil cans. And by oil cans, I mean just when you're out putting out ads and marketing, just trying to get that single transaction. There's certainly nothing wrong with that, going out and getting transactions, as long as you've got a program in place to harvest those transactions for referrals, put them into your herd so that they continue to come back and so forth. But what we're talking about today is setting up bona fide oil wells that are going to continue to produce for you. And I've just made tons of money through joint ventures. And the other nice thing about them is they don't cost very much financially to set up. It's mostly you're going to be putting some time into it because you're building relationships. And once they are set up, they really don't cost very much at all to maintain. Again, this is relationship building. The other nice thing about joint ventures is they really are a huge key for smoothing out the ups and downs that we face in our business. You know, when you get an economic downturn like we're facing right now, you know, here we are February of 2008, you know, the housing market's not doing so hot, and you know, there's different parts of the country where dealers are struggling. Well, if you've got a dozen, two dozen, three dozen joint venture partners established, all sending you referrals, well, that really helps even out that ups and downs. Joint ventures are just so powerful, I can't say enough about them. I would say that I would put them on par with the importance of building and maintaining your herd of past clients, and you all know from listening to me how big I am on that. Okay, let's talk about the method that I use to basically get whatever I want from other businesses. And what I never do for a joint venture is just call them cold. And in fact, I never do cold calling of any kind, and joint ventures are no exception. And I always go through a step-by-step process to establish the relationship and do it in such a way where I'm not appearing that I'm chasing them, where I'm really offering value and setting up a relationship that's of mutual benefit to both of us. So the first thing I do is establish the relationship. And the way I do it is send something unusual in the mail to them. And I send it as a stealth mailer. And if you don't know what a stealth mailer is, go back and review the rapid launch. I cover it in detail. And I always send some kind of a grabber, like I'll send a dollar bill letter or a letter with a lotto scratcher. I've sent packages with, I went to Walmart one time and bought like 10 pair of the most inexpensive sneakers I could find, and I mailed each of the people I was targeting a big bubble packet envelope with a shoe in it, and the top of the letter said, "Now that I've got my foot in the door," and then it went into the letter. And then when I did the follow-up call, which is part two of establishing the relationship, I just refer back to that shoe letter or the dollar bill letter, whatever it was I sent, and they'd usually start laughing, and they'd instantly know what I'm talking about. So it's far more powerful than just sending a brochure or a letter that they're just going to forget about. So step one, send them something in the mail. Step two, 3 to 5 days later, I followed up with a call. And I never, during this call, try and set up a joint venture over the phone, the sole purpose is just to set up a one-on-one meeting. That's all I want to do. And step three is I meet the person. And I usually try and go out to coffee or something like that. I've gone into their business. I've gone in. There's different ways to do it, but basically you want to sit down and do a face-to-face with them to get to know them. Again, this is a relationship that we're building. And at this meeting, you're going to get a feel for how comfortable they are with you. Some people are going to hit it off right away, and you can tell they're just a kindred spirit. Other people might be a little more standoffish, and so just use your your good sense to tell you kind of what to propose during that meeting. And usually I'll propose one of the strategies that we're going to talk about in this manual. And then to maintain the relationship, I instantly subscribe them to the monthly newsletter, the Home Advisor. So regardless of what else I do, they're going to hear from me every month. I also subscribe all of their employees. I get a list of their all their employees. Everybody gets one. Funny story, this is back when I owned a carpet cleaning business. I had 8 of the 11 local carpet and furniture retailers referring my company exclusively. And one of the companies probably was our best referral partner, we'd send out the monthly newsletter with the trivia contest. And we used to do it so it wasn't a drawing. It was the first person to call in with the correct answer would win the prize. And there were times when every member of their staff, I'd come home from being gone over the weekend, and we'd maybe drop the newsletter on a Thursday. I'd come back in on Monday, and there'd be 6 messages, each one of them, trying to be the first so they could get that prize. So you're really going to develop relationships here and have a lot of fun with this. The next thing I do is I bribe them like crazy. I take cookies. There's a place in my town called Cookie Tree. They're famous. In my town, they're famous because they're just incredible. Offices in our town, always have them as part of their office parties. People give the gift certificates out. So I take some of those by. If they're a really good referral partner, sometimes I'll send in pizza or Chinese food or a carafe of Starbucks coffee for the whole staff. And for things like that, I always try and get the whole staff involved, not just the owner, because those staff members are going to refer you too. I can't tell you how many times that, especially in a retail location or something where the business owner has a lot of staff, how often, in fact, most of the referrals are going to come from the staff. So make sure that they're included in those goodies. I've also sent out letters saying, that for every third or fourth referral, that turns into a customer, I'd send in lunch. So there's a lot of different ways to arrange these things. Next thing I'll do is number 6 is I'll meet periodically with the business owner for lunch or coffee or whatever, just so we can, develop that relationship. And how often I meet with them really is a function of how profitable the relationship is. I have joint venture partners that I'm definitely meet with every month, and others, maybe once or twice a year, because they're just, kind of on the fringes. Their involvement level is. Minimal, and that's okay. We'll take whatever somebody wants to send us 2 referrals a year. Well, by gosh, I'm not going to turn that down because the cost of getting those 2 referrals a year is virtually nothing. So somebody sending me 5 referrals a month or 2 referrals a year, that's okay. It just means the oil well is just producing at a slower flow. Still a good oil well, though, and you should maintain that. Number 7 is, as time goes by, and depending on the relationship, I'll propose various joint venture strategies. And some I propose right away, and some I wait until I feel I have that level of relationship that I can approach them with that. And it goes both ways. So, as you're building the relationships with these people, you want to make sure that you're dealing with someone you can trust as well as giving them a chance to trust you. So if you don't know the person very well, you want to take it a step at a time, because you don't want to damage your relationship with your clients by referring somebody that, turns out to not be, provide the service that you're looking for, or who isn't honest and so forth. So it goes both ways. You both want to get to know each other. Two broad kinds of joint venture relationships, and I've done both kinds. One is exclusive and one is non-exclusive. And basically what it means is, if you're doing an exclusive relationship, a good example would be, let's say that you're referring, or you have a joint venture relationship with a carpet cleaning company. Well, exclusive means essentially that you only work with that carpet cleaning company. You don't work with any others. Or you only work with one real estate agent or what have you. The nice thing about exclusive is that you can refer each other exclusively. You can promote them in your marketing very heavily, and they can promote you. You can carry each other's literature in your places of business. So it's a good arrangement. The drawback is you lock out the possibility of working with other people in that same business category. Non-exclusive, as I said, just means you'll work with a number of different businesses in a certain in a given category. You know, a minute ago I mentioned that we worked with 8 of the 11 local carpet and furniture stores. So those were non-exclusive. I've had exclusive relationships with real estate agents and other companies. So I've done it both ways. They both work well. There's not a right or a wrong way to do this. Something to consider when going exclusive or non-exclusive is, if you develop an exclusive relationship, you know, you just got to make absolutely sure that they're going to treat your clients like gold. You really need to know them very well before it progresses to that. I've had relationships evolve from an non-exclusive to an exclusive. You know, I had several interior decorators that I worked with, and one of them just really stood out, wanted to do joint ventures, constantly sending me referrals, and it just kind of evolved into it, and I stopped really working with the other ones because I wasn't really doing any business with them anyway, and so it kind of evolved that way. In another instance, regarding realtors, I had literally 60 realtors that I developed joint ventures with, and that's something we're going to actually get into in a different module specifically for realtors, but it was non-exclusive. The thing to keep in mind when you're in non-exclusive is you just got to be careful about how you promote their business. When I had 8 flooring retailers that I was working with, I couldn't really put out an ad in my newsletter promoting just one of them, because all of them have been sending me their clients. And if they see, wow, I'm promoting ABC flooring company to XYZ flooring company's clients, well, that's not good business, and it just diminishes that trust. So if it ever came up where a flooring company or somebody who I was in a non-exclusive relationship wanted to really promote themselves to my clients, I would just explain that I have to be very, very fair and careful, and that I'll always pay them the same respect as well. And if another company comes to me wanting to promote their clients, I won't do it either. So it's just some decisions you got to make. Let's talk about massive action regarding joint ventures. Instead of picking one business at a time to target, pick 5 to 10 businesses you think you'd like to work with and hit them all at once with the campaigns that we're going to talk about in a minute. I developed over a dozen joint venture relationships in about 90 days doing it this way. You can get a lot of them going. What I do is send out about 10 letters at a time, follow up with them, work through them, see how many I could establish the relationship, and then send out 10 more letters, and it was able to do it relatively quickly, and then maintaining it was easy just over the next years, just with the maintenance strategies I discussed a little while ago. Let's talk about turbocharging your joint ventures with testimonials, and I'm going through the manual right now. This is currently on page 8, where I talk about using testimonials. If you can get the joint venture partner to get let you take a photo of them in front of their place of business, especially if it's a retail store, with their see their sign, well, the benefit to them is obvious. You know, thousands and thousands of people are going to see your business name, you know, as you send these marketing pieces out with their testimonial. And then the benefit to you is, you know, if this is a business that has a good reputation, well, people are going to, people that already know them and know their good reputation are going to immediately transfer that over to you, you know, the power of association there. So I've done that a lot, and I can't remember a joint venture partner ever turning me down when I made that kind of an offer to them. Okay, on page 9, I've just listed some ideas for joint ventures. Really, any business in existence can be who has a client base of people that they deal with and can refer you as a potential joint venture partner. You know, obviously some are going to be more conducive to our industry, interior decorators, contractors, realtors, and so forth, but it's certainly not limited to that. And I won't go through the whole list here, but I've just given you a lot of ideas just to kind of open your mind. All right, let's look at the joint venture intro letter. And this is just one example that I've used before. And this is the dollar bill letter, and it starts on page 11, and you'll all recognize the format. We've got the grabber of a dollar bill stapled to the top, and again, that just captures their attention. Nobody sends real live money stapled to the top of letters in the mail. It just doesn't happen. So you put this letter in a big, you know, 9x12 manila envelope and write their address and name on the front with a felt tip marker and send it as a stealth mailer. That thing's going to get opened and it's going to get read. And you can see you've got the headline there, how you can generate thousands of dollars in extra profits and give a valuable free gift to your client. So the benefits are right up top there. You've got the double readership path with the subheads. You've got a PS at the end. You've got the benefits and a call to action. Basically, what the idea behind it is you're going to say you're going to be able to give all of your clients, you're saying this to the prospective joint venture partner, you know, a gift of $250 gift certificate to your store. And then it goes on and explains how that's going to benefit them. You talk about your guarantees, all the reasons they would want to refer people to you. If they don't know you, well, it's important that they know these things, because if they're an honest, ethical business that you want to do business with and they don't know you yet, well, you got to give them a chance to get to know you, because they're not sure about you yet, okay? They have the same concerns that you'll have. So putting all the things in here about your business are important. Also, I say at the very end, read what your friends and relatives are saying about, you know, Jim Armstrong and Jimbo's Floors. So pack this thing with every testimonial you've got. That's going to do more to sell you, actually, than anything you can say in just a letter or even in person, because what others have to say about you is, you know, 10 times more powerful than what you have to say about yourself. Okay, and then on the next page, page 14, is a follow-up script. And again, remember that the follow-up call, the only thing you're trying to accomplish is to set up a face-to-face meeting. And with the script here, basically it goes, you know, "Hi John, this is Jim Armstrong at Jimbo's Floors, and you know, a few days ago I sent you a letter with a dollar bill stapled to the top. Did you get it?" And usually they're going to laugh and say, "Yeah, I got it," and so forth, and say, you may find yourself getting into a nice friendly conversation here, and then you just move on and say, "Well, you know, the reason I'm calling John is because I'm interested in exploring the possibility of developing a business relationship, and what I'd like to do is sit down with you, have a cup of coffee, find out what your goals are, and share with you my goals, and see if there's a synergy between us and an ability to work together, and whether we would be a good fit. When would be a good time to meet?" And very few people are going to refuse to meet with you. Some will. Some will put you off. Some will say they don't have time. Some you'll call, and their gatekeeper, the receptionist, you know, you won't get through them. That happens. But by following these steps, most of the time, you're going to get good results. Now, once you set up the appointment, something that's a really nice touch is to send out a faxed confirmation to their business. And they don't have a fax machine, send it by mail. And that's on page 16, just an example, very short. Really positions you as a organized professional. Just says a lot about you that's good and helps further cement the idea that they want to do business with you. Now, after the relationship is established, either in the initial face-to-face meeting, or you may feel you want to wait just a little bit longer, you'll get the feel for it. Use your good business sense to do that. But starting on page 18, is the joint venture proposal letter. And basically what you're doing is offering the business owner that you're joint venturing with a way. Well, it says it right in the headline on the letter on page 18, how to give your clients a free appreciation gift and get them talking about your business for free. And then underneath it says you don't have to spend a penny or lift a finger. Because you guys all know, I don't think that anyone on the call today was really doing a lot of marketing to their previous clients, if any. So just think about how the inertia that you had about, you know, getting off the dime and communicating with your past clients. Well, every joint venture partner that you deal with, they all know they should be talking to them, or most of them know. Some of them don't even know, but most of them know, but they're not doing it, and they don't know how, and they don't have a system, and it just seems so overwhelming. Well, you guys, because you've been taught how to get these things out quickly, to get a letter out is so much easier for you than it is for them. You're gonna just handle it for them. And again, going into the letter here, it just talks about the benefits. They're going to get free advertising. They're going to build goodwill with their clients, and they're going to stay connected. And the whole letter explains that. I won't read the whole thing. Again, this is something that you're just going to make it easy for them. I've had businesses give me address labels so that all they do is print out the address labels to their clients. I send it. I had an interior decorator once literally give me their whole database and gave me permission to put it into my database so that to make it easier. They were so thrilled, you know, with working together that we were able to do that. Not everyone's going to want to do that, and that's okay. Basically, all they got to do is get you address labels, and you handle the rest. And if they can't do address labels, well, then have them just print out the client list and hire somebody to, you know, handwrite it or do something. Because you can get these out, and it's just going to be very powerful, especially because it's a third-party endorsement. If you're doing a exclusive relationship, this kind of thing, you know, where you're going to be mailing to each other's databases, then you want to do something like either split the cost, or they mail, if you mail to your clients, they'll mail to their clients, and you each cover your own cost, something like that, because there is a real give and take there when you're in an exclusive. If it's non-exclusive, then generally the benefit that they're going to see is, hey, yeah, you'll do everything for them, and you'll do it for free. And believe me, it's worth it. Even though you're paying the cost, it's worth it because you're getting that third-party endorsement. Okay, now the next, starting on page 20, is the marketing campaign that it's the joint venture campaign that you're going to do to the clients of the joint venture partner. Not your clients, this is to their clients. And the examples I've used throughout here, I've just tailored it to an interior decorator. Easily tweakable to any business you can imagine. So just as an example. Now, what you want to do is send these as stealth mailers, and you can use address labels instead of hand addressing. That's fine. I've done that many times with stealth mailers. If I don't have time to hand address, or I got to get something out quick, or it's just because of the campaign, the logistics. It just doesn't make sense to delay it and the extra expense to hand address. I've done mailing labels plenty of times. Just don't mention the business name, either of your businesses, anywhere on the envelope. And you may have to explain that to the joint venture partner if they, you know, want to see the mailer before it goes out. So basically, it's a three-step campaign. You're all familiar with that same idea, and if you're not familiar with it and you need to refresh yourself, just go back to the rapid launch. I talk about how to do the three-step campaign. Basically, if you turn to page 21, this is a cover letter from the owner of the business. And big headline, why is your interior decorator writing to you about a floor covering store? And you can plug in any other business. Why is your realtor writing to you about a floor covering store? Why is your veterinarian writing to you about a floor covering store? And then it goes in and explains why. And it basically is going to give a free gift to their clients. And the entire letter explains that, the deadline, everything. The next page, on page 23, is the letter that's going to go behind this letter. They go in the same envelope. Print them on slightly different colored paper. You'll notice that the fonts are different. The look is different. You want it to really look like two different letters, even though you're writing and producing the whole thing. And then again, it just restates the offer, talks more about what you offer to your clients, how you take care of them, the benefits of using your store. And at the end is the, again, restating the offer and a call to action. And it also mentions testimonials. Just because they're doing a third-party endorsement doesn't mean you shouldn't include testimonials. Put those in there. Then on page 25 is a sample gift certificate. Customize these for the joint venture partner. You'll see on here that says $250 gift certificate exclusively for the preferred clients of Park Avenue Decorators, and then have the deadline on there, 45 days in the future. Basically, this is a $250 gift certificate based on a purchase of $2,500 or more. 10% off is what it works out to, but this is a lot more powerful than simply 10% off. Gift certificate has more implied value. Print these up. You can print them up 3 to a sheet. Have the printer print them on, very nice paper, cardstock, parchment, and then cut them into thirds. And for relatively inexpensively, you can get, a couple thousand of these things made, or however many you need. By doing it separately like that, it has more implied value than if you simply stick it in the letter or call it a coupon or what have you. So make the gift certificate nice. It's and again, that doesn't mean expensive. Just put it on some heavier paper. Parchment works good, and it just more implied value that way. Okay, starting on page 27 are the second and third notices. Again, they just restate the offer. You don't need to put another cover letter from the joint venture partner. I've done it that way where each step I have put a cover letter basically where it says from the joint venture partner, hey, we sent you this a couple of weeks ago, hadn't heard from you. Here's another letter. Hope you'll take advantage of this wonderful opportunity. Thanks for being a valued client of, Park Avenue Decorators. You can do it with or without a cover letter. I've done it both ways, had very good success. So you send the second letter, restates the offer, et cetera, et cetera. Third notice, 2 weeks later, restating the offer, escalating sense of urgency, says final notice, has the deadline, et cetera, et cetera. If you need to review the principle behind three-step campaigns, of course, go to the rapid launch manual, and I explain it in detail. It's exactly like the other multi-step campaigns we've talked about. Now, on the next pages are just more joint venture letters that you can do with the joint venture partner. Starting on page 32, basically not everybody on their database is going to jump up and run to the phone and go buy flooring from you. You know, you're looking at small fractions of their database at any given time. So continue to follow up with them. I would mail to them at least quarterly, and more often if possible. Again, the benefit to the joint venture partners, they don't, 99.99% of them don't send anything to their clients. So if you're going to send things out to them, you're only helping them stay in touch by them, by you sending out all these great offers to their clients. And in this one, it actually gives two offers. On page 32, this is kind of a holiday mailer. The headline says, "We have three free early holiday gifts for you." And then it goes in, and the gifts are a gift certificate to your store. Gift number two, a dozen cookie tree cookies, and just substitute if there's a place in town in your area that people really love as far as, you know, a bakery or a treat, something that's just well-known in your area. It could even be Starbucks, you know, $25 Starbucks gift certificate or something. And then the third one is something that's actually promoting the decorator, the joint venture partner. And this is something that interior decorator and I were that I worked with that came up with, and it was the Create Your Own Sale gift certificate. And basically it allows them to bring the letter in or the coupon at the bottom and take 30% off any one item. So they get to pick what they want to have on sale. And so it's just one idea. There's different things that you can promote. Again, the ideas are endless. Use your marketing skills that you're learning as a club member to suggest different things and match it to their business. But that's kind of a clever idea. It's something you don't see very often, and it's a direct response item. You know, there's a deadline and so forth. Starting on page 34 and 35 is yet another follow-up mailer, and it's for every fourth room free. Same idea that we've gone over before in the past. This one did it a little bit differently. There isn't a separate letter from you. Basically, it's a letter just from the joint venture partner with a great big gift certificate printed right on the letter itself. Basically, this allows you to do a mailer that's very easy, quick to get out, and it cuts your costs. If you've been having really good results by sending out the separate gift certificate and the two letters, the cover letter from the joint venture partner and a second letter behind, that's working well, keep doing it. You know, don't if you got a working wheel, you know, don't mess with it. This is just another idea. I've done it this way and had good results. Page 37 and 38 talking about restaurant joint ventures, and I've done this a lot. In the pitch that I make with joint ventures is what I'm trying to do is get them to give me free gift certificates for the monthly trivia contest. And the benefit to them is each month that we promote their restaurant in the newsletter, they're going to see, you know, hundreds or thousands of people are going to see their restaurant. And for the cost of a, you know, $50 gift certificate, which is their, you know, full cost, you know, it costs them less than that to provide it, but they'll get all this free advertising. And I've had up to four restaurants give me a gift certificate, one each month, and I would rotate them, so it was a different restaurant each month. The first time that they appeared in the newsletter, I would go out, photograph the owner of the restaurant in front of their restaurant, write a little article about the restaurant, and include some kind of a special discount or something for the restaurant. You know, free dessert if you bring this letter in, or, you know, when you buy a meal, something like that. And then that way they get kind of a big pop right up front, feature article on their restaurant, about them, put their photo in there, and then after that, so that's kind of your introducing your clients to the restaurant. Then after that, just when I'd rotate them through, I wouldn't necessarily write an article every time they appeared, but that's just another benefit to them and helps you sell them on the idea. I've lost count. I've had a lot of different restaurants do that, and they're usually really happy to do it, and they just give you a gift certificate, and you send it out as the prize. Okay, page 38 is the actual letter that I'd send to the restaurant owner. And again, it's a dollar bill letter, and the headline says, I want to tell my 1,697 clients about the City Cafe. And I always list how many clients I actually have because it sounds more real, like you've really thought it through. It just has more, it just sounds more authentic when you actually list, instead of saying 2,000 clients or 1,500, it sounds better if you actually list how many you have. And that's true with any, by the way, any marketing you do where you're mentioning statistics or numbers of clients or anything, don't round your numbers off. Most people do, you know, don't do it. And again, it just restates the idea that we just talked about of them getting basically a ton of free marketing for the cost of a gift certificate to their restaurant. Let's talk about just some other joint venture strategy ideas. There's no way in 1 hour we can cover all the possibilities because, frankly, the possibilities are endless. What I'm trying to do here is open your minds to the possibilities. As these relationships develop, they might have ideas that you hadn't thought of. You know, when you get together for lunch with them and you're meeting with your good joint venture partners once a month or every other month and talking with them, you guys are going to brainstorm and come up with all kinds of ideas. I'll just going to talk very quickly about some of the things I've done and some ideas. I did a diamond ring sweepstakes 1 year with a jewelry store where it was during what was typically a slow season. So everybody that did business with me during January and February would be entered into a drawing to win a $1,000 diamond ring. And the jewelry store, of course, got a ton of not free, but very inexpensive promotion because, you know, a $1,000 diamond ring, depending on the markup, you know, is going to sell for a few hundred bucks. So for a few hundred bucks, they're getting a lot of exposure and so forth. You can do the same idea with vacation giveaways and sweepstakes, you know, working with a travel agency as a joint venture. Car washes and auto detailers, I mean, these make great trivia prize, you know, gift certificates to their places of business make great trivia prize, or, you know, the mystery winner prizes, and if you don't know what that is, just look in the newsletter, the Home Advisor, for what those two things are. Also, movie rentals. I've done things with yogurt and ice cream shops, bakeries, like I talked about before, Cookie Tree Cookies. You know, you can do giveaways, promote their business, you know, in exchange for they give you some gift certificates. Carpet cleaner is a great one, and this, I think, would work best as an exclusive relationship. Because you get a very, very good carpet cleaner that you can work with, well, you can market like crazy to each other's businesses. And we all know that the two businesses, carpet maintenance and selling carpets, are hand in glove. There are so many stores who have actually, it fits so well that they actually start a carpet cleaning company within their store. But you've got somebody that you can refer. Well, now you can send them, you sell somebody some carpeting, you know, at the 1 year anniversary, now you can, your salesperson can call them and say, you know, happy anniversary, it's been a year since you purchased your carpeting, we're going to send you, or we've got a gift certificate here at the store for you for a free room of carpet cleaning or some sort of gift certificate. If you haven't had your carpets cleaned, it's probably getting, you know, to be that time where you need to do that. And during that conversation, you know, ask for referrals and other business. It's just really powerful. Conversely, I can't, you know, your carpet cleaner is on the front lines. They're seeing firsthand all these people who are in need of new carpeting. They just can't clean it anymore. And the people say, yeah, we're going to clean it one more time, and I think we're going to replace it. I can't tell you how many times I heard that when I was when I owned my carpet cleaning company. So if you have gift certificates pre-printed up and the technician is able to say, well, since you're thinking about, you know, having your carpets replaced, we work very closely with Jimbo's Floors. They're top-notch. We only refer them. Here's a gift certificate. You know, go talk to you know, Jim at Jimbo's Floors. He's great. Having a carpet cleaning company giving out that kind of information, that you're going to get a lot of business that way. Another thing you can do is have your consumer's guides printed up that the carpet cleaner can hand out. Also, other store, you know, other business owners, if they've got a retail establishment, having your business cards, consumer guides on their front counter, very powerful. And you can do the same thing with them. If it's an exclusive relationship, you know, you got an interior decorator you're working with, carry their stuff on your counter. If they're a really good joint venture partner, I mean, they're sending you business, they want to do a ton of work with you, you can just tell that it's going to be a good relationship, I'd recommend doing a free room of flooring for them if at all possible. Because then, in the testimonials that they give you, they can actually say, I have used, you know, Jimbo's Floors, and I was thrilled, here's, you know, their work is great. That's powerful. And in exchange for doing the free floor, you know, the free room, they agree to let you videotape an interview with them, do an audio testimonial, photo, all the stuff that you're going to use to promote your business and theirs. I think you're going to find that most of your good joint venture partners are going to jump at that chance. And then, of course, your after-hours invitation-only sales events. I mean, what if your restaurant joint venture partner hosted a wine tasting and hors d'oeuvres party during the event, and you can mention that in your invitations? While they're there, they can hand out coupons or gift certificates to their restaurant, and in all the invitations, the name of the restaurant is going to be mentioned. And the benefit to them, obviously, is for the cost of some wine and some hors d'oeuvres, they're going to get this huge promotion and be able to hand out gift certificates and things to get to develop new clientele for their business. So it's a real win-win. One of our members, Brent, are you on the line with us today? Okay, I guess Brent's not with us today. Brent Belliston is taken the idea of the joint ventures and really run with it. He has his newsletter. He's taken the Home Advisor newsletter and actually expanded it from 4 pages to 8 pages, really made it his own. And one of the reasons he's expanded it is because he has an interior decorator that he works exclusively with and a realtor that he works exclusively with. And he has basically dedicated an entire page of the newsletter that they're able to write and promote their business. And what, in exchange, what Brent does is he sends out this newsletter to all of their clients. Brent has become their marketing resource. This interior decorator and this realtor really don't do any other marketing to their clients. Brent does it. And they sent out an introductory letter to the interior decorator and to the realtor's clients introducing Brent. Brent did the same thing, introducing the interior decorator and the realtor to his clients. So it's this three-way joint venture partnership they've got going, and it's just top-notch. I'm going to actually include a copy of Brent's newsletter in the next Ideal Business, Ideal Lifestyle, so you guys can see it. Just done a really good job. They're promoting the heck out of each other, and it's, if you guys wanted to take something like that and run with it, there's certainly no reason you couldn't do that, because frankly, you know, even with the short amount of time you've been, if you've been in the club even a short amount of time, you know way more about marketing and past client database management and herd building than your joint venture partners do. So imagine that you become their marketing, outsourced marketing expert, marketing company. That's exactly what Brent has done here. It's just a very powerful strategy, and I've done things like this before. So just a really good idea. David, can you hear me? Are you on the line still?
Yes.
Okay. David has actually, I asked him if he would talk for a minute, because David is actually doing something as well with some joint venture partners in his neck of the woods. David, why don't you just tell the listeners a little bit about what you've set up and what you're continuing to set up with the businesses. Why don't you first tell us what businesses you're working with and how it all came about?
Well, I'm working currently with a group of associated businesses, a carpet cleaning company that also, as an aside, has an interior painting division and a trim carpenter, so we can team up. Another company that does custom cabinetry, and the third company, what's the third company do? Boy, Alzheimer's is a terrible disease.
We've talked about it. I'm trying to remember.
Oh, window treatments.
There we go.
Blinds and draperies. You caught me off guard, Jim. I'm sorry. And so at any rate, we have access to each other's databases, and we also are printing out literature to give to each other's customers. For example, the carpet cleaner says that he hands out eight a day. He has eight customers a day that he gives his brochures out regarding his services. So he's offered to allow me to formulate my own literature and give it to him too. So eight new contacts a day. And I just think that's phenomenal. And these are people that in nicer neighborhoods and people that trust him. And therefore, you know, they gives me an inroad in there with him as well.
What are you to describe what we talked about as far as printing up to hand out?
Well, what
technicians,
what we're discussing is for him to have it personalized, that it's actually a gift from John, you know, for folks that are doing business with him, that we're having literature made up where they're getting discounts and so forth from our business. For example, Jim was suggesting we work on about a 10% basis. So if you have a $2,500 job, then the gift certificate is worth $250. And for $1,000, it'd be $100, et cetera. And, but anyway, it's being personalized so that it's like it's coming from this carpet cleaner.
Yeah, and then you're also going to attach to that, you're going to do the guarantee flyer?
That's right. We would have the guarantee flyer that's in the literature about our great service and our 60-day satisfaction. We're doing a 60-day satisfaction warranty, by the way, instead of 30.
Fantastic.
And then about our services and lifetime installation warranties and so forth.
Yeah, and then on the back of that, because it's a one-sheet flyer, you're gonna instead of wasting the back, you're gonna cram it full of testimonials.
That was your recommendation as well, yes, sir.
Yeah, so that's a real good handout to model. I mean, you could staple the gift certificate. Again, I recommend biting the bullet, pay a little extra, have them print it up on parchment or heavy cardstock so it looks nice. And Brent, you could just staple those to those flyers, and they're handing those out. I would model the, just for clarification purposes, David and I talked about this in depth already, but basically for your gift certificate, just model the one that's in the manual as far as the tiered, you know, $250. I put $250 in real big bold letters so, because that's a real eye-grabber. And then in the paragraph next to it, it explains, you know, it's for purchases of $2,500 or more. For purchases between $1,000 and $2,499 or whatever it is, it's a different level, and so forth. So, but that's fantastic, David. And then are you guys going to market to each other's databases?
Well, we are. That's the intent.
Okay.
Exactly
and
right.
That's something you're still working on putting together right now.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I'm still trying to make money too, so I'm spending a little more time on the sales floor than I would like to, but. Doing the best we can, but we're moving forward. I'm seeing some benefit already.
That's fantastic. Okay. David, thanks for sharing that with us. I'm just excited about what he's doing. And as you, the members listening to this, develop more joint venture relationships and different things, I want to hear what you're specifically doing, because there's so many little variables and different options you can do that just helps all of us with different ideas. Now, we got started a little late today. We had a little trouble getting the recording going, so I'm going to hang on the line for another 10 minutes or so. It's about 10 o'clock now, and California time. And I'm going to hang on for another 10 minutes and basically open it up for questions. Does anybody have any questions or feedback or anything at this point?
Hi, Jim. Steve D'Angelo here.
Howdy, Steve.
Hey, so I've talked to about two or three different joint venture prospects just on a casual basis as I was around them recently. And unfortunately, I've found so far, I'm batting zero with anybody that has any kind of electronic database of their customers.
Okay.
One guy said, I got a bunch of files. Keep them in a back room. It has all the addresses and contact info. I laughed, you know. Well, I was just wondering, if you'd run into this and, was there some good idea around it, or did you just go on down the road and find another partner?
Oh, well, I've run into that a lot. I mean, you're going to run into that. I mean, seems like I've been doing coaching for years, and I have to beat my own students, it seems like, with a stick to get them to get a database. And that's with me, basically with a cattle prod saying, you got to do this. So imagine somebody who's not getting any kind of coaching. So you're going to run into it a lot. There's two things. First of all, no, do the joint venture, because the thing is, they're still going to refer people to you. That's really your most powerful part of the relationship, is them referring you. As far as you sending mailers out to their clients, that's a great idea and you should do it, but that's not as powerful as them handing out your literature and saying, use this guy. You got to use Steve D'Angelo. He's the man. Okay, so just because they don't have a database, that's still a very, very valuable oil well. Now, the second part of the question is, what do you do if they don't have a database? They got files in the back. Well, it depends. It depends on how much value you see in that relationship. If I had a really, I could tell this person has a great reputation in town, they're well known, they're a valuable referral partner, I would consider investing the money in helping them get a database, not buying it for them, but investing the time in helping them get it set up. If they don't want to do that, I'd say, can I send someone over to create a list and, if they have to, handwrite all the addresses, going through their files and make a big list, and you compile a database for them. Keep a separate database. They might be willing to do that. They might be so relieved that somebody's going to handle the marketing for them. You could do like Brent and David are doing and mail to their, you can be their marketing resource. You could mail to them every month. Just include a big spread about them every month in your newsletter. So they're, if it's very profitable, do that. If you can tell that it's kind of iffy, then you might just want to stick with the referral part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know what I found, Jim, is that what he said is true. Most businesses don't have databases. And I was kind of relieved because I thought I was the only one. I had to go back, with years of files and create a database. So most businesses don't do that, so I felt a little better about myself.
Yeah. It's epidemic, guys. That's, and kind of digressing for a minute, I mean, that's why this what you're part of in this coaching is so powerful. You're doing things, when I say 99.9% of your competitors aren't doing it, that is no exaggeration. They aren't. Nobody does it. Everybody's out chasing oil cans. Okay? No, people aren't protecting their herd. I was talking to a Ford dealer the other day who's thinking about becoming a member, and he had, 2,500 past clients over the last, I think, 5 years that he estimated, because he didn't have a database either. And I said, well, why don't you picture what you've got is a herd of clients out there. Picture a cattle herd, and the fence is broken down, big holes in it, and they're wandering all over creation, basically ripe for poaching. And you can use that imagery with your, because you're going to educate these joint venture partners. I can't tell you how many times these lunches I've done with them have, when I start explaining what I'm doing marketing-wise, they're going, whoa, what else do you do? And it becomes almost a little coaching session, and you explain how you're going to help them, and you use those the imagery, like Steve, in your case, if you find that this person is worth putting the effort into to create a database, you know, you're able to help him, and you use the imagery of a herd, and his clients are getting poached, and you're going to help build that fence and protect his herd for him. That's powerful. Any other questions or comments or any feedback?
Hey, Jim, Sam up here in Winona, Minnesota.
Howdy, Sam.
How's it going?
Oh, good.
See, yeah, it's really, really a good call, and I enjoyed, my mind just going crazy of different ideas. Have you got a template at all where even on the side of a joint venture, but you would be doing work with a large employer who you would do some commercial work, say, and then you can tap into all their employees and the same type of thing, where you could get them to give up their database so you could mail to them, or are they reluctant to do that and maybe just put something in their mailbox or something like that?
Are you talking about a large corporation in marketing to their employee pool?
Yes, and actually any type of employer, you know, who might have as few as just a couple employees to a couple hundred employees, and you know, they need flooring. We've done flooring work for them, but as some sort of a joint venture there, you know, we'll do this work for you at this, as long as we can market to your employees.
Well, I've done exactly what you're talking about, and the way to do it is to model the letter that goes out to the, like in the manual, the letter that goes out to the interior, that the interior decorator sends to their clients. Why is an interior decorator writing to you about a flooring store? You know that letter?
Okay.
And then underneath is a letter from you. Model that. Say, why is, or just, you don't even have to put the big headline on there if the owner of the business doesn't want to, but ideally it would say, let's say the guy's name is John Smith. Why is John, the owner of the company, why is John Smith writing to you about a floor covering store? And then it goes into the letter. You know, recently we had, you know, XYZ Floors do our home. They did a great job. I was talking to Sam Quandall, came to me and said, hey, I'd really like to do something nice for your employees, so we've arranged a special for exclusively for employees of, you know, ABC Widget Company, $250 gift certificate. It's just identical to what's already there. You just tweak it a little bit.
Sure.
And they put it in the mailboxes of all the people that work for them.
I guess I can see that happening. I'd like to even be able to mail to there, and I don't know if there's a confidentiality issues there, if they'd actually give you addresses where you could mail to them. And, you know, as you probably noticed, we updated the break room or something, and Floor Coverings of Winona did the flooring, da-da-da, and we can offer this to all our employees, and then, but we'd send it out directly to them, or would they be more reluctant and maybe would at best just put it in their mailboxes or send it along with their paycheck or something?
You're most likely going to have a hard time with that. I think they're not going to be able to give out that information. I think you're going to have a real tough time, but if you want to mail it directly to them, mail it to the place of business.
Sure.
then it is coming. It's going to get delivered to them.
Get the permission to mail it to there to go to their mailbox.
Yeah. In other words, what you're going to get, essentially, all they have to do is print out an employee roster, and if you can get them to do that, then you can mail to them like crazy. It's just going to go to their work. That's all.
Sure, sure. And spin it as it's a benefit for them.
Oh yeah, a perk for their employees. You know, a perk of working here.
Right.
You know,
right.
Make a real, real good offer. Maybe a package deal. You know, there's a lot of different, and it's not a one shot deal. You say, look, we'd like to send them periodic things to really help them out, and put them all on your monthly newsletter.
Sure.
So they're hearing from you every month.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah.
Hey Jim, that's a good idea and something I'd kicked around before. Is there a way that we could say with schools or with churches or service clubs, some way that we could market to their folks so it's a benefit for that particular group? For example, say the schools are always looking for money for their PTOs or whatever. Say for every purchase, you know, from someone from your school, we would contribute 5% or $100 or something like that to whatever fund it is. Could that work?
Absolutely. Hey, Steve, did you and I talked about that?
Yeah,
you had that idea with the church. Explain what we talked about.
Yeah, it kind of was born of a church rep came to my store, wanted me to contribute to their building fund, and I thought, well, rather than just give you $200, why wouldn't it be better to offer $50 for every $1,000 that your membership spends with me towards the church? So, and then the next kind of step was I thought, well, wouldn't it be fantastic if the pastor, or priest of a church were to send a letter to his whole membership? And you know, my mind's been wandering. Why would a priest be writing to you about floor covering? And go make the best deal you can with Main Place, and if you like their products and service and price, then buy from them. And if they, and if you do, then just mention that you're a member of this church, and they'll, contribute to the building fund.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, so I've got an appointment with the first target guy. We did their whole sanctuary recently, and so he's willing to meet with me, and so I'm going to meet with him next week.
Well, keep me posted on how that goes.
Yeah.
I want to. Yes, let me know, okay, Steve.
Yeah, we, I tell you, as I was just kind of thinking through all this, I thought there's a couple of parts of our community that really probably deserve some help, and that was, firefighters, police, and teachers.
Sure.
I thought there was some way to, kind of a less commercial kind of a way to provide some special discounts to those target groups. They're also community leaders. If a police officer tells you that he had a good experience somewhere, we just automatically assume that he's given us a referral of impeccable integrity, and I thought it would be good to try to target those parts of the community, but I'm not real sure how.
Well, the same way you're doing with the church. Actually two ways. One is you contribute to some charity or directly to the department somehow, find out what their causes are that they support. Like in our area, they do the Sheriff's Posse rodeo every year. And what they do is they send, they reserve so many of the seats for underprivileged children. And every year we buy 4 tickets and we send it back to them so they can send it to the families that, want to go see the rodeo. So if I was going to do it with them, I would say, okay, everybody in the department, we'll give you, a really good, here's, the $250 gift certificate or what have you. And on top of that, every, $1,000 that you spend, we'll send $50 to the Sheriff's Posse Rodeo. Or a combination of one or the other of the two I just mentioned.
Yeah.
Something like that. I know it's funny, you and David have both recently done things with your local police departments. So there's a real in there. It's that relationship. And once you get the police department on board, well, then it's going to be easier to go to the fire department and the sheriff and the so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get their, yeah. you know, get a letter of recommendation from them, you know, that you can go and then approach the fire chief. That'd be a real good one. David, back to your original question. Regarding working with teachers, there was a teacher, I believe it was at a private school in my town. She wasn't a teacher. She was a real estate agent whose child went to the school. And they put out a flyer at this private school because they're always strapped, well, schools in general are strapped for funds, but especially a private school.
Mm-hmm.
If a student, one of their parents, used this realtor's services to either buy or sell a home, she would donate X amount of her commission to the school's, you know, to the school as a fundraiser.
Right.
And they put that thing out in all, you know, the stuff that the kids all take home, you know, the monthly newsletter or whatever, and that thing went out. So I see absolutely no reason why you couldn't do something very similar to that.
Well, you know, the thing is, though, you have to keep reminding them. And I wonder, for example, on the church bulletin, in exchange for the service we're offering, I wonder if they would allow us to have a little free block ad, in essence, in there to remind their parishioners every month, you know, every week, you know, that what we're going to do. Just, and same thing with the school. If they have a newsletter going out, would they allow a little spot in there where just keep reminding them? One letter, you know, is a one-shot deal and then forgotten.
You're absolutely right about that, and that is kind of, when you're depending on a third party to get your message out, that is kind of the chink in the armor, so to speak. The only, the benefit is the cost is so low that let's say you had a school of 1,000 kids, and let's say you generate 2 clients out of it. Well, then you ask those clients for referrals, plug them into your database, and it goes on, and it grows. That's the benefit. And the relatively low cost to market to them.
Mm-hmm.
As far as hitting them again and again, yeah, if you can get a church to agree to promote you that the way you're describing, awesome, great. Churches tend to be a little hesitant only because they have to be scrupulously fair. I mean, if there's 3 flooring stores, like at my the church I attend, I think there were 3 mortgage professionals that went there.
Yeah,
so if they promote one, it just really, and there's also a reluctance to sound like, I mean, here we're talking a biblical concept of money changers in the temple. You know, we've all heard that story. The only time Jesus got really angry and it was when there were money changers, merchants in the temple, and he drove them out. People, not that I'm comparing what you're saying, David, with that, not at all, but there are some people that are really sensitive about it.
Right.
So just be, I'm not saying not to pursue it, and I'm not saying that it's not a good idea. Just be sensitive about that. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had, there was a church I attended a while back, and there was a tree trimming company that, and they were trying to do a building fund, kind of like Steve's example. And there was a tree trimming company that the owners attended there. And they were the only tree trimming company. They're in the middle of doing a building fund, and they said, okay, anyone from this church over the next 6 months or whatever that has us do their trees, we're going to give 25% of it to the building fund. It was a huge chunk of the money, and it came at a right time, and the timing was good, and they actually did promote that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just going to depend. All right, any other questions or anything before we wrap it up today?
Have you actually sent that manual out that we were discussing today? I mean, I downloaded it and copied it, et cetera. Did you actually send a physical copy of it out?
Oh, I'm going to. You're going to get a big packet from me in the next week or so.
Oh, okay, the way you were discussing it, I thought maybe I should have had one and didn't have it yet. So
Everyone just got the email so far. Everyone's going to get a jumbo package this month.
Okay.
So you'll be getting that, yeah.
All right.
Guys, this has just been a very productive call. Appreciate you all being here. The questions and the comments were outstanding. As you do your joint ventures and put the different ideas in place, please fax me. Let me know what's happening. Send me any marketing materials you're using. I'd love to take a look at it. guys, until we talk next time, have a great week and happy marketing.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.